Radio London. News around the clock.
The dateline Friday, August the 11th, Hong Kong. It is reported the Chinese troops fired two bursts of machine gun fire over the border into the British-owned part of Hong Kong. The bullets landed harmlessly in paddy fields and caused no casualties. The firing followed the eviction of a crowd of Chinese who broke through the fence and crossed the border earlier today. The Congo. The Congolese government has appealed to the Security Council of the United Nations for sufficient arms to stop the current progress of white mercenaries. Recent communiques say that the mercenaries have made further gains today. Hanoi. American bombers have once again attacked North Vietnamese targets and are said to have bombed installations close to the city center of Hanoi. Reconnaissance photographs show that no civilian areas have been hit. Reading. Black Muslim leader Michael De Freitas has been charged at Reading Magistrates Court. He is accused of using language at a public meeting likely to stir up racial hatred. He has been remanded on bail for 1 month. Prisons. An all-party committee of MPs has suggested that wives of men in prison should be allowed to make conjugal visits to their husbands. The chairman pointed out that the system already worked well in Russia and in Sweden. Licensing hours. The Consumer Council has suggested that pubs should remain open longer on weekdays, possibly during the afternoon. It also says that public houses should offer a wider range of refreshments. The emphasis should be taken off alcohol and put on teas, coffees, ice creams and cakes. A large whiskey, 2 cream buns and 4 coffees might well become a commonplace order. Cricket. Rain has interfered considerably with the second day's play in the test match at Trent Bridge. Runs have been hard to get. England are now 119 for 4, which puts them 21 runs behind the Pakistan first innings total of 140. The weather. It will become mainly dry tonight with some mist patches around dawn. Tomorrow will begin sunny, although some thundery showers are expected to develop. Tonight's low 14 degrees centigrade, 57 degrees Fahrenheit, will rise to 22 degrees centigrade, 72 degrees Fahrenheit, which is the seasonal average for mid-August. The next news from Radio London in 1 hour's time at 10:30. This has been John Peel reporting.